call him Noel. His white whale is the brown-spotted, sharp-toothed snakehead.
And it's something that has to get out this water. And I'll be trying the most free time that I have. If I have any days off, I'll be here fishing.
Noel Rodriguez knows the dangers of having this species, indigenous to Asia, swimming in waters here. He's seen snakeheads on one of his favorite TV shows, River Monsters. At the western end of Mirror Lake in Harlem, Rodriguez slips a lure onto his fishing rod.
So it makes it look like a little small fish and put it in there, see if it attacks it.
He looks over his shoulder to make sure he doesn't hit anyone on the walking path. He leans back and casts his ocean rod deep into the center of the winding lake.
Something like myself, I hear something like this in the news. If you're a fisherman, I don't know how you're not here, because it's something that you want your name on it. I was a part of that, of helping. I'll stay here, you know, every 20 minutes I'll move different sections. I actually got something here, I think.
It's just a perch. He tosses it back. Cast, reel, cast, reel. Every time he reels in the line, there's a fresh clump of grass, but no snakehead.
And it's funny because every time I hook into something, I'm thinking it's a snakehead. But fishing is so nice because you see these ducks, everything. Everything has a purpose. Look at a nice turtle right there. I start wondering if the snakehead ran them out the water. Say, get out of my pond, I'm taking over.
Growing up in Bed-Stuy, Rodriguez's father taught him to fish in Prospect Park. Now his father has stage 4 colon cancer.
He was the actual one actually told me this morning about this. So I said, all right, Pops, I'll go out there. And I said, you know, I might not catch one, but at least he knows that I'm out there trying still, even with the tough battle he's going through.
Rodriguez works his way around the lake, sipping from a tall Arizona iced tea and reeling in more clumps of grass. The Department of Environmental Conservation says it has yet to receive a confirmed snakehead spotting in Central Park. It suspects rumors started after the Parks Department reinstalled snakehead warning signs last week along the lake. Either way, Rodriguez will be back soon. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.